Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm worried about feeling like a second choice for you, Amy. I don't want you to ditch me and go back to any of your other former podcasting partners.
Very many of them. Is that because we just recorded with Rob to talk about The Bachelor and you're worried that, you know, I'm just going to go mainstream now?
Yeah, I'm very worried that after 12 days of podcasting, you'll just go to him.
It's really important that we have a bomb ass quarantine. So we'll make it through no matter what. You'll always be my first choice. You're more my speed.
My quarantine has been bomb ass, mostly because we've been podcasting pretty much every week of it.
Yeah, way back to Listen to Your Heart.
Can you imagine? Remember when we were like, Listen to Your Heart? I don't even know if I'm going to watch that.
I know. I'm thinking like, this will be like what tides over quarantine. Like this will be what gets us through. And then there'll be light at the other end. Oh, so long ago, but... No, we did just record. This is like our main course. We had a little appetizer over on the main feed. Go check it out. We were talking with Rob, catching him up on the drama of this two Bachelorette season.
Yeah, he was really excited to talk about it. So we were excited to talk about it with him.
Yes. And you and Ethan covered all that went down last week.
We did. He was excited. He loved it. Honestly, like after I'd asked him, I was like, hey, will you be on the podcast? He was like, I was just thinking today that like you hadn't asked me to be on yet. So
perfect.
So it worked out well. Actually, it was your suggestion.
So I adopted a little puppy.
Yay!
My first rescue dog. I'm really excited. You know, everybody's doing it, quarantine, and it's due for it. And yeah, it's really cute and still figuring out the puppy thing, but had to go for a long drive to go get him. So yeah.
But now you have a puppy.
And I don't know what breed he is, but he's a cute little mystery mix, little thing. So I'm excited. Don't know if he'll be a Batch fan yet, but we'll see.
Or if he'll like bark during podcasts, so that you'll give him treats.
I'm like in the farthest away spot I can be. So yeah, so far so good. So last week we saw Claire and Dale exit. This week we got to see a catch up with them. I was in agreement with you guys that it's a kind of a good thing that we're moving along from Claire. I do feel like she would have been fine to kind of go along with the season and kind of like wink, wink with the producers. Like, yeah, can I get extra time with Dale? And I think maybe that's what she thought was happening. Like, oh, so great. You gave me that extra night. Not thinking he definitely, I don't think, was thinking that he'd have to propose right then. But Chris Harrison knows what he wants.
Yeah, what did you think of the proposal? Like, did you think it was necessary? Like, I feel like neither of them were like, okay, yep, we need to get engaged to make this okay.
Yeah, I wonder if they were just like, okay, if this is what will get us out of here and get to be together. Yeah. The moment that made me a little concerned was just like, Claire was clearly wanting it, at least playing along and like, okay, like, you'll never leave me kind of thing. And then he kind of gave her a look like, okay, I'm going to do it. You know, it didn't seem like this is what I want to do for sure. Like, this is the way I plan it. But we didn't get any of like the typical, we got Neil Lane on FaceTime. We didn't see Dale pick out the ring. I guess, do you think we can brush past that going forward? Like, they'll just give like the biggest ring and we don't need to see them like fake select something.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think, well, I mean, I feel like maybe whoever is the lead kind of gives them an idea of what they want. So then they just kind of have that on deck.
Mm-hmm.
And then so they just kind of knew what Claire was looking for. So they just made it for her without getting Dale's input.
Right, right. It was just kind of like what Neil Lane had on stock, had it on call. And then we were curious because we ended last week with Tayshia coming out to say hi to Chris, not yet entering the room. So Chris kind of says, all right, the next woman, like the next person that enters the room will be the new bachelorette, your new bachelorette to the guys. So we saw that all the guys came back. What did you think about having her enter this way, where the guys are just sitting down waiting for her?
I feel like that made the most sense to me.
Okay.
I just don't see how they would have had them be like, get in the limos again and do the introduction. I think that was made the most sense. I think that was a little tough, maybe, for Tayshia to actually meet all of those guys.
Yeah, it seemed like really intimidating to have to walk in and not know how you're going to be received. And I think the guys didn't really know how to react. They were just more stunned, I think. But it didn't feel like she got the proper welcome. Like they were still sitting down when she walked in, and like it took them like a beat to stand up. And I don't think she knew, like, okay, who do I go to? And then, but she handled it really well, much better than I would have. I kind of wanted them to do the limo thing, like sort of force it on the guys. Okay, we're starting over. You got to like think on your feet. And I was kind of curious to see if they would like do the same thing they did, or just be, you know, kind of more off the cuff. Would have been kind of neat to give Tayshia that opportunity to sort of have that one-on-one time. But I think they wanted to build it up where the conflict of those four guys arriving with the actual limo entrances.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think those guys have an edge?
Yes, absolutely, I do. It almost feels like when on some seasons where the lead meets four guys before the actual season starts. That's what it really felt like to me.
Yeah, that she got those extra, you know, the extra time with them. They got their little spotlight. And I feel like we almost maybe know more about them than the other guys.
Yeah.
And she knows that they don't have the baggage with Claire. So she doesn't have to doubt that at all.
Absolutely.
So what did you think of the guys just overall, like the first group, the 16 guys, overall reaction to seeing who Tayshia was?
It was a lot more subdued than I expected. I thought they were going to do lots of like cheersing and clapping and whatever. They're all just like, oh, okay. But then they were all like, seemed really happy that it was her. Mm-hmm. I think they would have been happy with anyone. It just was excellent that it was Tayshia. And I liked that right away they got to have some great conversations with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seemed like they kind of just hit the ground running. We've talked a lot about how we don't really know these guys. And I was kind of thinking that they would treat, like maybe we'd get those video packages later with Tayshia.
Yeah.
And we don't have those. So it still really feels like as an audience, we're coming in blind like Tayshia is, and just sort of like, okay, we haven't seen any of these people. We don't really know why she picked so-and-so for, you know, why she picked someone first for the one-on-one, or what their background is, unless we see, you know, what it says. Like, I feel like I can kind of, like on the Chiron, I feel like I can kind of get to know more people when I see them like in their hometown doing that little video package. And I would think that at least some of these guys would have done something or could have made something in quarantine, like the Big Brother contestants did.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of surprised why they didn't do that. Any sparks that you're seeing from this first group or right from the cocktail party?
I said it on our little convo with Rob, but I was really impressed with Brendan. I feel like we hadn't even seen him at all. And I really liked his conversation with Tayshia. I thought it was like funny and charming, but not in like a skeezy way. It was just very like down to earth and comfortable. I thought they were just really nice. I liked it.
Yeah, we saw Flirtatia come out. I thought she was really good about just kind of making the guys comfortable and finding something. Like, he was wearing a turtleneck, and so she commented on that, and they had a little banter about that. Thought that was really cute. And I didn't think he was going to get the first one-on-one from that, but that was good because, yeah, he was somebody that we didn't know at all. And the only thing I remember of him was Claire making a joke at the roast about like, oh, I didn't even know you were still here. So that was pretty apt that he could have easily been a night one guy that got cut, and he could be
definitely
like the one for Tayshia. So One thing I did not love is just like the need for everyone to kind of be like, oh, you're way better. Like kind of that sense of like, mm-hmm. I wasn't into Claire. Like I'm into you. Like, why do we have to compare and just sort of focus on like, okay, I didn't really have a connection and like, I'm excited to have something new, because there were a lot of guys that, I mean, they were just had a whole new energy with, Tayshia coming in. Cause so many of these guys, like, I think saw the white writing on the wall that maybe they didn't know what was going to happen with Dale and Claire, but they knew like, okay, I'm not final four. Clearly.
It really did feel like as soon as Tayshia walked in the door, there was a whole new like life that was just right. breathed into the show. Like it just felt fun, and like I had a good time watching it, and I laughed and I was cheering and I was just excited. I was excited for it. And I think Tayshia was a perfect choice mm-hmm. for a lead. Flirtatia, that's hilarious. I thought she was just really warm and charming and engaging with all of these guys. And I think after somebody who didn't seem like interested in talking to them, I think somebody like Tayshia is a really a nice change.
Right. And another, I think, nice change, whether it must have been planned anyway, but for her to say like, okay, the rose ceremony is canceled tonight, because mm-hmm. I was really concerned, like
me too,
to have a typical night one where you're just basing it off of like having no time, that all these guys will have legitimate time by getting a group date or one-on-one date or just more time like that night to talk to her, and we don't have to deal with like nonsense eliminations again. So
yes,
yeah,
I'm really glad that they didn't have a rose ceremony that night.
I am bummed that we don't have like now we know her whole cast, but, and she hasn't eliminated anyone. Somebody did leave. So I was like, is there a way we could do a draft? But she's already had a one-on-one date. There are no video packages. Like a lot of things wouldn't quite work. So I don't know, like maybe we could like informally draft a couple of people that we think, and we've seen a preview where it seems at least we can get a sense of like six people that are in the running, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe like towards the end we can just give our thoughts, but yeah, I definitely miss not having like our full draft this time around, but you know, it's 2020. We're not getting everything we want.
We certainly are not,
but we do have four new people to talk about. Chris Harrison sets this up like, I know you're having a great night, but everything is about to change. And did everything change, or did we just get a new crop of four guys?
I wasn't, you know, how many guys did you think were coming in?
I wasn't sure. You know,
I thought it was going to be more than four.
Yeah, they could have doubled it, really, if she had, you know, if they had, based on the cast that they had before, you know, we did that first look with Bryce, and there were many more people that didn't show up, but all of these guys were on that. You know, so we could go back and listen to what we thought about. Like, I remember Spencer had that like flowery shirt, and we see him later wearing this flowery shirt in the previews. Mm-hmm. But these guys seem like they were picked for Tayshia almost. So it's like sending off my conspiracy theories. Like, oh, was it all planned? Like, were they cast for Claire? Were they knew this was going to happen? So,
yeah.
I don't know. Cause like that first guy, Spencer, came out and she was like, this is my type.
She almost pulled a Claire.
Yeah.
Were you worried that the season was going to end right there?
Right. Like, all right. Like this guy, like he's just here for me. He has no baggage. And yeah, she, and he got the first impression rose. So
yeah,
you know, that's what Dale got. I don't think the producers will let that happen, but you know, I think Tayshia is going to play the game. So if she knows already, she's not going to pull a Claire. Spencer had a little bit of an attitude. Did that rub you the wrong way like it did the guys, or did you think it was funny when he's like, hey, which one of you guys scared away Claire?
I thought it was kind of funny. I could see why the guys are going to be a little sensey about that.
Yeah.
But I feel like Spencer wasn't as bad as they were editing him to be.
Yeah. I think maybe it just didn't land. Like he's someone that is funny, but he's also like a good looking guy. So maybe there's like, oh, this jerk, you know. Montel, a gym owner from Boston. Didn't see a lot of him this episode.
No.
Peter, 32, a real estate agent from Massachusetts. We'll have to go back. I know we called some real estate agent, but I don't think he was the one we called. And then Noah, 25, and is a traveling nurse from Oklahoma. And the guys watching inside as Eeler arrived were like, okay, I'm not worried about him. But looks like he might be a villain of the season.
Yeah, I don't know about this guy. Yeah. Is it just the mustache that makes me think he's a villain?
Yeah, maybe. He was one where we're like, this guy's 25. Like, this doesn't make sense for Claire. So, and then, you know, they also seemed like, I don't know if it was last week or this week where they were talking about the guys were like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, is it going to be one person coming in, a lot of people? So it seemed like they thought maybe it was going to be an impromptu Bachelor in Paradise, which I kind of wish they had done. Mm-hmm. But, because I think La Quinta is kind of set up for that kind of environment.
It definitely is.
So I'm kind of wondering, like, do you think we'll get a Bachelor in Paradise after, like, at any point?
Yeah, I really do. I think maybe we'll get something in maybe the winter. I feel like that would be a good time to film it. Mm-hmm. But who? Yeah, like, I don't know. We'll see how things go. It's all so unpredictable.
Right.
But I think they'd be willing to do that for sure.
Yeah, I feel like waiting till next summer is just too long. I feel like they could do something now that they have these relationships with different resorts. You know, how they've done the winter games, they were going to do summer games. I feel like they could throw something together for like a 2-week or 3-week shoot. So, mm-hmm. And then there was really this kind of us versus them with the guys. The guys feel like they're like the original 16 guys. And somebody said, we have a sense of pride among us. And so do you think this will play out?
Yeah, well, they just went to like through, you know, a traumatic experience together. It doesn't surprise me that they've bonded. They're going to be reluctant to bring to have those other four guys come in. They already struggled to get time with the lead. So mm-hmm. I feel like they're going to struggle again and they're afraid of it.
Yeah, it almost reminds me like in Big Brother or something where there's a big alliance and they still want like at least somebody from the alliance will win kind of thing. It seems like they would be okay with one of the 16 guys winning compared to like one of these four, like that would just like they'd feel cheated again or something.
So yeah,
Spencer
for sure
takes it, it'll just like they'll be like, why did I stay? And then let's see, we see her have like kind of one-on-one time with a few different guys. We have Chasen, I think was playing cornhole with her. Zach had her like sitting at the fountain making wishes. Noah talked about being a twin but also one of 11 kids. And we got to see Kenny for like talking to her. Like we hadn't seen him, like aside from just being complaining that he had no time with Claire, like we didn't really know much about him. He said he had to buy a suit to come there. Ben asked her to dance, so we got to see a lot more of like these little mini dates. And then
I love those kinds of things.
Yeah, I think we get a little more personality from that, even if they didn't plan it. And Tayshia really just kind of rolled with it and seemed to like, I don't know, I didn't feel like there's any one person where it's like, aside from, you know, her being like super attracted to Spencer, it didn't feel like, okay, game over. Like she's giving everybody a chance, which even more so than like other bachelorettes we've seen. I feel like maybe I'm more attuned to it because of like what we just witnessed with Claire.
What we just went through. Yeah.
I'm like, but this is like, she would be like an awesome original lead. We could have just started with that even last season, but yeah, I'm glad she's getting her chance now. And then we have our little Claire and Dale segment with Chris Harrison, almost like an after the final rose in the middle of the season. Were you surprised that we did this here instead of like wrapping up at the end?
Yes. And I was also worried that it was going to be the rest of the episode.
It was pretty long, right? Yeah, they kind of buried it in the middle, sandwich in the middle here. No huge revelations. We saw Chris ask if, did you lie to Bachelor Nation? And that was like a cliffhanger, you know, preview. And just right away, 100% no. So you still believing her?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So on Instagram, like, they could see, like, if they're watching each other's stories, right? Like, I feel like there's maybe, like, a little bit, like, of awareness of each other for sure, that they, like, knew, like, they were kind of paying attention. But I don't think she would lie on, like, swear on her dad, knowing.
That's like, kind of how I feel, too.
Yeah, so that's kind of what put it over for me, where I was really skeptical before. Dale's face when Claire answered babies as for what's next, when Chris was like, so what's next, like moving in together, marriage, and she just was like, babies. And then Chris called him out and he's like, oh, you just skipped over that. So Claire might be on a different timeline than Dale.
Yeah, well, they didn't have much of a chance to discuss timelines before they got engaged.
Right. Yeah, so but they are, it does seem like, based on her Instagram, that she's like visiting his sisters and out in South Dakota. Didn't look like she was in Sacramento. There was snow, so I know that's Midwest about now. So I wish them the best. I think the show like could have done a little more like to like show Claire on a better note. I feel like they did her dirty a little bit.
Yeah, I would say they did.
But I don't think she really cares at this point, because
she got what she wanted.
Dale's what she wanted.
Yeah.
Then we have, coming back, we get a date card. The date, they're getting a little lazy with these, what they say, but it was like, you get a second shot at love, and it was a basketball in the pool date. Right?
Wow, it's riveting television here. Yeah. It's basically the dodgeball date, but in the pool and with Speedos.
Yeah, they had to have Speedos, of course. How else would we be able to tell the two teams apart? Can't just wear the matching headband. You know, they have to have the Speedos.
That are underwater and that we can't see anyway.
Yeah. So we have Spencer, Easy, Noah, Zach, and Jay are, I think, the winning. Was that the winning team? Yeah. And then Peter, Kenny, Jordan, Blake, and Riley. Blake, very upset to be on this losing team again. He was the one who came back for Claire and like trying to make those big moves of showing up when, even though he lost the date. It's funny, like looking back on that now, I'm thinking about how he showed up and she like didn't want to kiss him. And then she pulled him aside, Claire pulled him aside later, like the next day or at the rose ceremony. It felt like, now I'm thinking like, oh, the producers made her like do that so that it wasn't so obvious about her and Dale or something. Like, it just, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, she just wasn't into anybody else. What did you think about Blake in his time with Tayshia? He was kind of like, yeah, I'm still a little hurt, but just be patient with me. Do you think that's the right approach?
I really don't know what the right approach is. I think it's good to be honest. Mm-hmm. But like, Blake, this is her show. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's like maybe putting a little too much focus on that. Like maybe when you have a one-on-one date or something, or on a, I don't know that I'd lead with that, because it sort of like puts you in that category of like, okay, well, he might not be able to like fully commit to me. So like, I think he's just overthinking it. And then what surprised me too is like the losing team didn't, like, they didn't get to have like, it's like a survivor reward. They didn't get to have their burgers and fries, the little barbecue, but they still got to come back for the evening portion, which
it was so weird. I was confused.
It was like, you'll be back at the after party. So it seems like they're kind of bending over backwards to make sure Tayshia gets time with the different guys, which I'm in favor of. Like, it's more fair. Were they worried that the guys are all going to mutiny or something?
Maybe. Maybe they're trying to avoid a mutiny.
Yeah. And then any standouts here on this date for you?
Yes, there was a standout, but it's bad that I can't remember his name. Zach?
Yeah. Zach is, he's 36. She seems to like that he's older, like sort of Rachel and Brian vibes, like, oh, you're like a man. And she said something like, there are no men where I am. They're just boys chasing things. And I really like that quote of hers. Like, you know, she's in California, so she's kind of part of the influencer culture. And so I like that. She seems to like accents, because then she went with her one-on-one with Brendan, and they both have those East Coast accents. Spencer was the one who got, so there's a little more drama with Spencer. He got elbowed by Riley, and they're not fans of each other.
No, they are not. Does Riley hate everyone?
I mean, he didn't like Yosef, but he had a point there.
He did.
So it remains to be seen, like, what Spencer's true colors are, I guess.
Yeah, maybe Riley has, like, a really good, you know, radar.
Maybe. She seemed to really like Easy as well. But yeah, I didn't see much with the other guys. Then, yeah, the Brendan one-on-one, the date card just said, let's start our journey to fall in love. Like, you kind of had a horse pun or something. So he got the first one-on-one, kind of a surprise, since we didn't know him.
I was pretty surprised. What did you think about this date?
The most Chris Harrison had ever worked on a date, right?
Oh, truly the most. He had to run. He had to make a margarita.
We saw, like,
he had to run some more.
It was like Chris Harrison Bachelor in Paradise credits kind of vibes. Like, he was like, okay, I'm gonna dart over here. They were really trying to make something really funny there, but I don't know that landed. But at least, like, they did something. Already, they're working more on these dates than they did for Claire.
Yeah, doesn't take much. I really love the chemistry between Tayshia and Brendan on this date.
It was really cute because he's not, like, a typical character that we have.
Oh.
He seems really reserved.
He's not suave. I think right. That's the word I was looking for earlier. He has no suaveness to him,
right?
Which is really refreshing because I don't think Tayshia is particularly suave, and it's not like an insult. Like, that's. It's nice. It doesn't feel like so many people come on The Bachelor and Bachelorette where it's like, da-da-da, like, I'm charming. Like, listen to me.
Yeah, he was a little nervous to come out and mention that he had been previously married. And it was a pretty nice moment at their dinner because I think a lot of these guys didn't know anything about Tayshia. Like, they had all this time to research Claire. They're coming in, like, Tayshia's a wild card. They, you know, if they'd watched these shows, then they, like, probably knew who she was or vaguely, but didn't know any of, like, her bio. So she, like, maybe she might have had a chance to look up these guys. You think if you get the call that she did to come to the show, like, she knew who was, like, potentially on the cast. So she might have had, like, some little tidbits that she knew about these people before. But he didn't know, at least he's a good actor if he didn't, but, like, that she also had been married, and they kind of bonded over that.
Yeah, when he was talking about it, I thought he was talking about her marriage at first, and him saying, like, oh yeah, not everybody would want to marry somebody who's been married before. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird to say. And then Ethan was like, no, like, he was talking about himself. He's been married. I was like, what? And I thought that little bonding moment was really great for them because they just both got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I'd want to do, like, if we knew their, like, astrological signs, because she said something like, you know, you have this, like, good energy that would balance me. Like, she wanted some, she was like, I think I need somebody that's a little, like, calmer. And, you know, she doesn't strike me as, like, totally wild and, like, out there and loud, but that's kind of what she said, that she needed, like, a more calming energy. So kind of curious to see that compatibility there. And yeah, it was just, like, kind of a refreshing pick. And the fact that they got to, like, ride horses, even if it was just for, like, a little bit, kind of that photo moment, just made it feel like, okay, they went somewhere. And then I thought it was funny, like, when she showed up and had, like, was pulling the horse, he's like, oh, where do I go, like, on this one? Like, he's just kind of awkward, so that was fun too. And then she kind of says, like, this was kind of big, she'd said, like, when I was kissing him, because they had the fireworks after, that she felt like she was kissing her person, and her person, like, being the person is, like, big Bachelor language now. Like,
yeah,
credit to Lauren Bushnell. She kind of started that, I think, on Ben's season, and it just became a thing. And so I don't know if, like, almost makes me, like, doubt that he would be the one, because I feel like they wouldn't put that in there if he is, because of what we,
I mean, maybe
just saw.
They would, though. Look at maybe. This whole editing with Claire.
Yeah, that's true.
I want, and I think I can't remember when did Jason leave? Did he leave after this? Did he leave before this?
It was kind of right after this, I think. It was, like,
right.
Really,
I think,
strange.
I think he left during the day on the group date because she was wearing the outfit.
Hmm.
that she, I can't remember if it was the group date or this date, but she wore the outfit that she wore to the night portion.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was this date. Mm-hmm. I think he might have broken up with her right before her going on the second part of the date.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So she seemed pretty composed for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an interesting turn of events, because it's sort of like, why leave at this point? Was he just like sick of being in the same place? Seemed like he really got along with the guys. So I think, like, you know, why not stay? But I guess it's very noble of him. Like, the guys seem to think that, like, she deserves someone that's fully here.
It just is wild to me that I feel bad for Jason, because I think Claire was maybe the first person who was ever like, tell me about your feelings. And he's like, what? Because he had to have known that she was vibing with Dale so much harder than him. And she's still like, I want to be with Claire. Like, I was falling for Claire. Like, I was in love with Claire. I'm like, what happened to you, man?
Yeah, that is wild, because they had like just that one-on-one date, and, you know, she was really like asking deep questions, I guess, and they bonded over her burning her dress, but it didn't seem like it was like, yeah, I guess, you know, if he sees that, like, hey, I got the one-on-one, Dale hasn't had a one-on-one, you know, like,
yeah,
the guys don't, you know, they always have like, you don't know what we have, mm-hmm. because it's just mm-hmm. between us. But yeah, that was kind of strange, because everyone else, you know, gave it a shot. Even though they showed quite a few of the guys debating it, but I didn't think anyone would actually leave. So maybe he didn't like feel a connection, or just kind of saw like, okay, she's going for guys like Brendan, like, we didn't really click, or, you know, maybe he was just like, I'm not going to, you know, stick around any longer. Who knows? But yeah, I don't know for sure if we're going to get a men tell all, but he'd be someone that I'd kind of want to hear from. And I have my notes that she says that on her one-on-one that Brendan was husband material. I liked with Jason that Tayshia kind of tried to give him an out, and, you know, he was saying like, you know, I had these feelings for Claire, it doesn't feel right. And she sort of said like, you know, I think you should give it the chance, or, you know, like, usually I think the lead would just say, okay, like, you know, you're not here for me, go. But she was, you know, being open about that. And then she had said that it was one of her fears. And I think it was really nice, really kind of Jason to say, like, I promise you, these other 19 guys are here for you. They didn't have what I had with Claire, which seems funny to us because we're like, what did you have? But, you know, that he really, like, reassured her to, like, not be fearful that, like, other guys were going to do that. And I don't think they will. So that was kind of a stand-up thing to do. And then we didn't even get like a second group date here. We're just kind of ended without, Jason was the only elimination from this episode. So kind of a strange episode, but I'm glad that we didn't like force a rose ceremony.
I am too. I want there to be more room to breathe here.
Mm-hmm. So let's see if I can pull up this cast list. Should we draft like 4 each?
I want to do 3 each.
3 each. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have some info. We've seen previews. We know like some people that have already like gotten attention from her. So yeah, we can't like go through the whole cast, but let's just see who we would like put our money down on if we were in Vegas and we only had 3 choices. All right. All right. Why don't you, I'll let you go first, Haley.
Okay. I want Brendan. Sorry, I want Brendan.
Okay. Yeah, he's like easy points. Like,
yeah.
We'll see if George can come up with any points for us. You know, like, you know for sure you've got a one-on-one date point there. All right. All right. Who? Give me Spencer. Give me the.
I think that's a good choice.
Give me the like Gaga out of the limo. The new hotness.
I want to take Ivan.
Oh yeah, we didn't really talk about him, but they clicked.
Yeah, they had a good conversation right off the bat.
Okay, so you've got Brendan and Ivan. Okay, Spencer. I'm going to go. This is, I feel like I should do kind of my initial instinct when we recorded with Antoinette. I don't have anything that like dissuades me from him, but there wasn't anything super strong with him. But Ben, the guy that's like meditating and he asked her to dance, I feel like they had a little bit like, I feel like there's potential there.
And then with my last pick, I think I've got to go for that villain at it. I think I have to take Noah.
Noah. That's an interesting pick too. All right. And all right, give me okay, between two people. Shoot.
Who are you between?
I'm between. So Easy got the group date rose.
Yeah.
And they had a good energy. But I wonder if he's like, since she said she likes Brendan's like more low key. So I'm between him and the older guy, Zach.
Bennett? Oh, Zach.
Oh,
Zach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was Bennett, but they didn't show anything about it. Like, I feel like I'd pick Bennett. I'll do Zach.
Okay.
Okay, let me restore these down. So, Zach. Spencer. You have Brendan. And Ivan. Noah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious to see where it goes. We did see a little bit of previews. Looks like she gets some pretty cool dates. Looks like she has a cool like proposal location in the desert. So the preview like made me feel again like, oh, it's like a normal bachelorette season. Like I got that like escapism again. So I was excited about that. And I like seeing this new life of these guys that we like had no time with.
We truly did not know any of them.
Yeah. So this will be fun. And I like can't think of anyone that would handle it better because I could see people like turning it down, saying like, no, I don't want to come in. Like I want my own season. Mm-hmm. And Tayshia just rolls with it. And she's really owning it as like her season. And it feels like that already. So I really like that. And kind of how we get a clean start to the episode. We had Claire like a segment in there, but, and we had people kind of referencing Claire, but I'm hoping that like moving forward, we're not really like comparing anymore and saying like, oh yeah, like you're my type or more my type than, you know, cause it's like, this is her season.
Yeah.
Like, let's just treat it. Even though you were on the past season, like I almost see it as like two separate seasons, not like, like, what do we need to change the title of the podcast? It's still season 16, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Technically
16 part B.
Yeah. It's more like that. So very exciting. We have some questions. Where can people send their long form questions to us?
You can email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
All right. And we got an email from Jackie. She says, one, do you think the producers just found the hottest guy they could to bring back? AKA Spencer, just to annoy the guys. Also, Spencer is giving me major Jason Bear vibes of Roswell fame. And Tayshia may be too young for that, but as a millennial, it was an instant crush. And clearly, Kenny felt that way too. What did Kenny say? He was like, I think he said he would give him like the shit first impression rose or something. It was something bleeped on my closed captioning. So
I didn't know. I didn't notice what he said.
Yeah. He like, I think he didn't like the statement about it, but I think he was threatened. I'm going to look this person up. Jason Bear. I know Roswell, but I never watched it. Jason Bear, born December 30th,
1973. Yeah, I see it. I definitely see it.
Mm-hmm. Especially like the younger pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then since Claire didn't give the other guys a chance, do you think that the guys just did their activity that they had planned with Claire with Tayshia, or are all those things new ideas that they came up with? Love the podcast.
I think they're probably this, for the most part, what they had in store for Claire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Chasen did cornhole, and she's like, I did this on my first night. And it's like, he's like, oh, cool. You know, I was expecting a little more, like, click with her and Chasen, but it didn't really seem like there was much there, and it didn't seem like he factored in.
And it seems like from the promo that Chasen becomes another villain.
Oh, yeah. So who is it that's, like, getting really upset in the promo that's, like, calling him out?
I don't remember.
But, yeah, there was somebody that was, like, focusing on, like, your true colors will come out. And I wasn't curious that you were talking about Spencer, but then, it looked like it was Chasen. So, Josh Creek, should the new guys have been given a proper orientation from Bennett? That would have been a great segment.
Gosh, Bennett is just killing those ending segments.
Yeah.
I would have loved a full tour from him.
Yeah, I really need a one-on-one date with Tayshia and Bennett. Bennett was, like, clearly excited too, but yeah, I just didn't see enough of him. Like, I know we've both talked about, like, he'd be somebody, like, gives us kind of JPJ a little bit vibes, like that maybe Tayshia would go for him. But again, the previews could be like throwing us off again. I know that's like, Billy Westcott. Chris Harrison is much more involved this season, bringing out the margarita, probably because he's quarantined and they're low on staff. They're going to have a hard time finding the old trope of they talk to an old couple about love and the old couple advises them and says there's something special since they are quarantined. What other jobs do you see Chris Harrison filling in for this season during one-on-ones? Oh, that's a very good question.
The cheating ex, or like the ex that has been cheated on.
Yeah.
You know, like the drama starter.
So on those greatest of all time episodes, there was one where it was just Chris Harrison like playing a voicemail, right? So they might have to go old school on this and be like, got this memo. So he could do that. He's good at, like, you know, pulling people aside. He had to pull Tayshia aside to let her know that this limo was arriving. Yeah, this really was like, instead of meeting like little townspeople along the way, it was just Chris like handing out different things. They had no street vendors. So speaking of that, maybe like manning a little stand as they explore a quote unquote town, and he has to like feed them weird foods, give them funny hats to try on. What else? We do need the old couple. How could he like fill that role? Like,
I mean, he can bring Lauren Zima in, I guess.
They should do that. I think she would be happy to like show up there. Mm-hmm. May already be there at times. It looks like from the previews we see Wells is going to come start hosting one of these like sports dates. Ashley and Jared with the not really rocking that quarantine hair too well. I could tell
it's not great.
No, but they're doing like one of those like maybe like there was one preview where I think it was Ed, the guy that's like from Chicago, and he's holding a baby, like a fake baby. So probably one of those like parenting, like how do you handle adulthood parenting,
like couplehood. That we saw on what's that show we watched,
Labor of Love, one of our other like quarantine things. So feels so long ago, like that could have been like our first year of podcasting for, as far as I'm concerned, it was so long ago. But yeah, so they're coming in, and it makes me wonder like why they didn't have more of that kind of start out Claire season, like maybe they had a little more time built in between like the transition or planning it. But yeah, if I'm a Bachelor alum, I'm definitely accepting that call of like, hey, you might have to like get a few tests, but you get to stay for a week at this resort, all expenses paid, especially like Ashley and Jared going together. It's like, where else are you going to go? So I'm sure Ben Higgins will show up at some point, right? There are all these people that they had spotted.
He never not shows up.
Yeah. I think there was rumors that like grocery store Joe was there. So they're just relying on like their alums to be these people, the random townspeople and the hosts. But lately they've had to do like Tayshia had to host that sports date. I mean, I'm just kind of surprised they didn't like bring someone else in. Like Chris could have used like a co-host or something like he had on Winter Games. Then we have Melissa Woodward. Has Chris Harrison, kind of a similar question. Has he ever had to work as hard as he has so far this season? First with the back and forth with Claire and now running around during the date with Brendan.
Yeah, I don't think so. This is it. This is it for Chris.
He's earning his paycheck. Yeah. Or is he going to like kind of fall in love with it again? Like, oh, I get to like, it's kind of like my first season. I get to be more involved. Which route do you think Chris is going to go?
I hope the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he like, it'll be interesting to see with Matt James' season, like what changes they kind of make. Cause they've had kind of a chance to iron it out with this season. And then Nick Sabetta wants to know, how did you feel about getting to watch the guys talk to Tayshia without knowing everything about her? I felt like it was refreshing with them not having specific things they planned on saying or doing prior to the season. Like Blake saying he bought the dementia book because of Claire. The conversations felt a lot more natural with them actually learning stuff about each other.
I 100% agree. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. It was refreshing. It was just, and it was sweet. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of like those early seasons where they don't know The Bachelor is a surprise, and it was more natural. They didn't have any of these crutches to rely on, or they didn't have this like storyline that they were trying to move forward. Like the only thing they could really go back to was, you know, like letting her know that they're like open to love, or like kind of what their time with Claire was like. So. Justin Feinberg, how long of a tirade would Yosef have gone on had he seen the Speedos that Tayshia made the guys wear on the splash ball date?
Do you think blood would have just trickled out of his ear from anger?
I wonder if that's happening, like knowing that he missed out on a season with Tayshia. You know, if he just behaved himself, just played the game a little more, like been nice, just had to be nice. Yeah. You know, they didn't strip, so. Maybe you would have been okay with it. Ava Pickett. I feel like this episode gave a breath of fresh air into the season. We learned a lot about guys that weren't Dale, and I could maybe name five now. Hey, Haley and I named six in our draft.
Well, I'm impressed, but I did bring up the cast on ABC.com.
Yeah. Yeah, this does feel like, okay, we're almost starting anew. We would have loved to just have the whole season with Tayshia. I thought Claire was great too, but it just would have been a slog if
we started the way it did
and we kept going with this. And we're just like, okay, we're at La Quinta. Where else? Like, there's not even like travel to distract us. And then Justin Feinberg, Chris Harrison, Kenny jacks it up. How intentional was this turn of phrase from Chris Harrison? Before you answer the question, a reminder that Kenny was one of the guys who removed his jock strap at Claire's extreme strip dodgeball date, and in Chris Harrison's preseason cast preview video, he could not stop talking about how he saw Kenny naked. Oh, I missed that. I didn't watch the Chris Harrison one this time.
Oh, gosh, yeah. What an interesting guy Kenny is.
He really is. He was the one that like took the most offense to everything that Claire did, and I feel like we did not see him until like that episode where they were calling out Claire.
Yeah, totally.
He's just mad that he wasn't on TV,
I think. I think so too.
Yeah. And then I was gonna pull up, we had a tweet from Kaya Parker. She said, my prediction for who Tayshia will be into and who her final pick will be is Jay. There's literally no reason for this except for the fact that I'm a Black girl and had a feeling about Brian back on Rachel season, so I'm gonna go with my gut again, but I want to reiterate that I'm not saying this holds any value. I just find the man really attractive and I see some of myself in Tayshia, so that's it. Love the podcast. So I could see that too. I just don't, I'm reading too much into the previews and I didn't see enough of him.
Yeah. I feel like he looks like all of the other guys who she's interested in.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
He'll go a ways for sure. Mm-hmm. He looks like the other guy I picked, Ben. So yes. They're literally interchangeable. So yeah, that is that. Did Doug watch this episode, Haley?
He didn't, not yet.
Okay, so don't have any takes from Doug. But where else can people find you, Haley?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. Check out my blog, strongtakes.ca. Catch me on the Great British Bake Off podcast. And I also joined Emily Fox and Josh Wigler on the post-show recaps. What's it called? Theater or something? Theater? I have the name of it in my head, but it's gone now. I can't remember. Anyway, we talked about Clueless and it was fun. I think that's a patron-only podcast for the post-show recap patrons. But check that out if you're a patron of that podcast.
Like, I'm curious on your thoughts on that, because it's like, to me, it's like generational, you know? So, yeah.
Well, I disclosed on the podcast that I was telling Ethan that I had two podcasts about it and he had never heard of it.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. No, definitely a fun one. And I'm a little behind on Bake Off, but I saw they did like an 80s week. Like, how does that work with baking?
So they chose like three bakes that were, you know, prominent in the 80s. So one was quiche.
Okay.
One was like this donut thing. And then the other was, oh God, what was the showstopper? Oh, and an ice cream cake.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun.
It's funny. Like, those are things that, like, maybe they were like 80. Now. Yeah. It's like, I didn't know ice cream cakes went anywhere. Like, DQ is still here. And then, yeah, don't forget to check out our podcast on the main feed of Rob Has a Podcast, where we just give Rob an update on the season so far and the transition from Claire to Tayshia. And Rob actually watched a couple of episodes to get a little bit caught up on what was going down. So, you know, it's timely. Oh, we didn't discuss any Bachelor news. Nothing like super huge, but what have you seen out there in Bachelor Nation?
That Crystal is expecting. She is expecting a baby. Good for her. Congratulations for Crystal.
Not with Chris.
Nope. That's over.
Mm-hmm. And then I saw that Derek Peth got engaged and Venmo John got engaged. And I didn't see this, but I heard on a podcast that Kenny from, not this Kenny, the boy band Kenny, but Kenny from Rachel Lindsay's season got engaged as well. So congratulations to all of them. Love is still happening, as you know, in quarantine. So this is kind of like, I feel like the new wave. Like, I feel like there was like the pregnancies early on in quarantine.
Yeah.
And now it's like maybe the relationships that formed or got strengthened, not a lot that didn't get strengthened, things that ended in quarantine, but now maybe we're coming to like, okay, the people that have weathered it this far, and they're like, okay, I'm gonna seal the deal. We'll get engaged. It's a good timing. Yeah. And then I don't think there was anything else that I saw so far. Oh no, I saw there was one of the contestants on the season crashed his car after learning that he tested positive for coronavirus. So that was,
it's one of our new guys.
One of the new guys.
Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Peter, I haven't been able to put my finger on it yet, but he reminds me of someone. Like, I feel like someone from Survivor. But he also seemed to impress Tayshia when he came out of the limo, but then we didn't see much more of him. But I loved, Tayshia was just like giggling when he walked out. So yeah, I think I'm glad she got at least four entrances where people could focus on her and she had that moment. And yeah, I am at RHAP Recapper on Twitter. We'll be back next week to see who gets eliminated and we'll find out. All right, Haley and everybody, thanks for joining us.
Bye.